Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, 4.5 Feet of Faith, was written by Mark Siegel.
In 1492, Christopher Columbus, standing high on the bridge of a tiny Spanish sailing ship, discovered the New World.
Land ho!
The fact, however, is open to question. It may have been Leif the Lucky or Eric the Red in Viking craft who were the first to scan the American horizon. 400 years later, another band of pioneers uncovered another New World. About their discovery, there is no question whatsoever. They were the women of America.
This 19th century has made a great discovery, and we have helped to make it. It is, for some, a startling discovery. Women are people.
The new world of freedom and of service they uncovered, in the view of history, may be bigger and broader than the American continent itself. There was Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who considered it perfectly logical for women to be emancipated along with slaves. There was Susan B. Anthony, who held the revolutionary notion that women should vote. There was Carrie Chapman Catt, who fought for equal rights, and Jane Addams, who fought for equal responsibilities. There was Lucy Stone, who insisted on the right to her own name after marriage. And among the pioneers, adding to their fire the tradition of an ancient heritage, there was a little lady, 4.5 feet tall. Her name was Hannah Greenebaum Solomon.
Gentlemen! 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 We have rather an unusual speaker with us this evening. A distinguished speaker who is to address us on the subject of women as breadwinners. A topic in which, no doubt, some of us have a passing interest. Our speaker has given a great part of her time to an investigation...
Mr. Chairman.
Sir?
Mr. Chairman, did you say her time?
Yes, that's what I said, and
Mr. Chairman, you know perfectly well that no woman has ever addressed this organization.
The program committee has discussed this matter. What is more, sir, I consider it extraordinarily discourteous of you to raise your objection when Mrs. Solomon is standing on this platform prepared to speak.
And Solomon is on the platform. I don't see any woman on the platform.
She is standing behind the speaker's podium.
Mrs. Solomon, I...